い、
the stories of the Awliya Kiram, you find a lot of inspiration. Find motivation, inspiration. But it is important that with these stories you know the structures of deen. So after having understood the structures of deen, and you find some inspiration, and you're going right. But if you haven't understood the structures, you're only moving with inspiration, emotions, and you can go off. That is why the books of Awliya-e-Kiram are not supposed to be read by all and sundry. If it's just a wali and it's written from book on tasawwuf, then all and sundry is not supposed to be reading it. Because those books were meant for those that have already understood dini structures. You understood those structures, now you'll know how to fit their statements. But if you haven't understood the dini structures, then you won't know how to fit the statements. Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi, thousands and thousands of people that had been guided because of his presence, because of his righteousness and his goodness, hundreds and thousands of people had come in. Now, sometimes a treatment and a healing process is required. There is a weakness, and on account of that weakness that you need to treat yourself. So the treatment sometimes is of a permissible nature and sometimes of an impermissible nature. Some people had come to Medina Munawwara and they complained about the climatic conditions of Medina Munawwara. Conditions were agreeable to them. So the Bism instructed that take them outside and let them drink of the milk and the urine of the camel. فَصَحَوْا. Now, when they drank the urine and the milk, they became right, recuperated. When they recuperated, now they went and killed the herdsmen and they herded those camels. So Rabbi Sassam heard about this. When he heard about this, then he sent men after them to pursue them. They were apprehended and they were killed. Because they killed, and Islam is the law of equality. Life for life. You must see who did it. Yes, was this the crime or not? So, whoever the person may be, but are you guilty of the crime? If you're guilty of the crime, then you are apprehended and you killed like how you killed. It's unfortunate that the modern man has done away with the law of Allah Ta'ala. And he tried to substitute and replace it with his own. So obviously, Allah Ta'ala is Allah Ta'ala, and man-made is man-made. Genetically modified is something else, and what is natural is natural, right? So the benefits are vast. Now, it's so vast that people come to shops to find out whether this is genetically modified or organic. The genetic, they don't want it. It's man. Man interfered with the whole process, so they don't want that. They want something that is organic and original. So the creation of Allah Ta'ala and the plan of Allah Ta'ala cannot be replaced. It is a system of Allah Ta'ala, and just respect the system of Allah Ta'ala and move on. But you try and interfere, give your 2 cents, and then want that thing to work for you, obviously you're going off. Now see, it's a system of Allah Ta'ala, that a person is guilty of theft and robbery, then his hand, right hand, must be amputated. Right. It's a law of Allah Ta'ala. Right. Now you say, no, it's barbaric, and you cannot apply this law. And you try and substitute it with your own mind, own intellect. Right. All men get together, and they want to replace this. Alright, now they replace it. When they replaced it, what we see, the whole world is full with anarchy. Every home has to have burglar guards. Every home has to have a CCTV. Every home has to have a patrol system. Every home has to have so much of security. And with all the security systems, then too you don't feel secure within your own home. But why? This has happened because you try to replace the law of Allah Ta'ala with your own mind. Allah Ta'ala is the creator. When He's the creator, then His system will be most effective. But if in His creation you try to put your own system, it won't work. You know, look at the Haramain, right? Up to recently they had all proper laws, right? So when they had the proper system, so you find a jeweler, now the whole system is, the shopping has changed slightly now as to what it was originally. But then you would see a big jeweler's shop, big jewelers. Jewelry, millions and millions of jewelry. And then it's namaz time, so he's not bothered. He'll just put one chadar on sheet on the entrance of his shop, and he's gone for namaz, or he's gone to take a break. After 2 hours he'll come back. But there's no fear at all. No fear of theft, of robbery, of anything. Right? Why? It's a system of Allah Ta'ala that they had applied. Maybe they didn't apply it fully, but then that fear has gripped the heart. That don't ever do this, don't take a trial, because you're going to get into serious problems. So you applied the system of Allah Ta'ala once, but then it became a means of amnesty, security, peace for millions of people. I hear about any type of immoral behavior, fornication, etc., then that person is stoned to death, right? So now, look at it featuring in the Haram Sharif, that you'll find at any time of the day or night, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, some woman is coming out of a flat, she goes to the Haram, doing tawaf, and going back. No fear, absolutely no fear. Now, can you show this in any part of the world? That a woman coming out alone of the house, she's going to a foreign place, all by herself, doing whatever she has to do, and she's coming back without any fear, absolutely any fear. Can you show that? So, now that's the barakat of the law of Allah Ta'ala. You apply the law of Allah Ta'ala, is what is barakat. In that, it's also stated that when you applying the law, executing the law, وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, don't you execute the person, don't punish the person in secret. وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, now must publicize it, televise it, let the whole world come to know about it. Man is getting, his hand is getting amputated. So and so, the son of so and so, coming from this village, this town, this province, this country, and today at about 11 o'clock, his hand is going to be amputated. So everybody will review. And what will happen? The hearts are going to be filled with fear. Nobody's going to take a try. Now you're going to replace it, no, poor person, no, this is not theft. It is pilfering. So you change the name, you thought that you will change the whole haqiqat, right? One friend, now he's gone to Joburg, he was from Spingo, living in Joburg, so he had a shop here in Spingo. So some of his staff were caught stealing. First time, second time, so he dismissed them. So the staff went to the union, to the labor. Labor summoned him, said, no, why did you dismiss them? Because they were stealing. So this is not stealing, this is pilfering. And actually he needs to be called in a disciplinary and be told After the third or the fourth time, then only can you dismiss him. So he told the union, you know what, the saying goes as follows, that one day's thief, what, 10 days thief gets caught one day, right? The 10 days thief gets caught one day. So that means I must wait for 30 times, because you know, you said 3 times, right? I must catch him 3 times. Then according to the statement, he must steal 30 times, then only can I dismiss him. Then rather what you do, you take the keys of my shop, you run the thing, and overrun it. By the time I will be completely wiped out, then I must only give it up. So law of Allah, Ta'ala, system of Allah, you're not going to replace it. Just go with the law of Allah, Ta'ala. If you can't do it fully, see, I can't do it fully, try. Try and progress. But don't change, don't interfere, don't try and substitute, don't try and alter the law of Allah, Ta'ala. We've got this situation now. The person needs some help. So can he administer something that is of an impermissible nature? So our latter day ulama kiram, all of them, from Admiral Tamir Sahib Rahmatullah, etc., all are saying it's permissible. If it is critical, it is important, he is administered with that medication, then he needs to be administered with that medication. Like how they will talk about blood transfusion, right? So the blood itself is najis, it's haram, napak, you can't take it. But then they're allowing it. Why are they allowing it? Because now this person, there's no way that you're going to save him besides transfusing blood. So they've allowed it. In that circumstance, they've allowed it. So from here we understand that if it is important, there's no alternative, then do it. Now someone wants to go on a taqwa level, then that is his personal choice. When it's his personal choice, that he mustn't generalize. See, my personal choice is I don't want to take that is haram, right? MashaAllah, go that way. But then don't generalize. See. One person came up to the beach and he says, there's some things that I resent, some foods that I resent. Long hadith. But the essence of the hadith was the answer that was given to him. مَا تَكْرَهُهُ فَدَعْهُ وَلَا تُحَرِّمْهُ لِأَحَدٍ. What you don't like, then leave it out. What you don't agree, like many people don't agree with ojri, right? Ojri, leave it out. I don't have ojri, right? They don't agree. Right? Rasmur Thaymiram, his wife used to enjoy it, but he won't eat it. He won't stop her now. Say, ojri, what are you doing? What are you doing? So someone likes it, someone doesn't like it. So if you don't like it, you stay, you abstain. But don't generalize now. Hey, what are you doing? You're haram, you're kafirs, fasiks. You're going off. To go with the statement of the fuqaha kiram is righteousness, is virtue. But you move out, then you're going off. You go off the tangent. But they have made a provision if someone wants to act on a higher level of taqwa, he may do it himself. But he mustn't then generalize. Don't write up articles and big things. So you'll stretch the thing and you'll stretch it too much, more than the borders, more. So just go with what they have said. Don't go beyond that. The person that is going beyond, he may think, I'm teaching everybody taqwa. But he may not realize that he's teaching people to become despondent. Or give up Islam now. Islam is so difficult, can't do this, can't do this. Now someone is saying now, to eat iftar nicely and then come. Now that's not permissible. You can't have such a big variety of food and all that and then come to the mosque. The whole world is doing it, the whole Muslim world is doing it, from the Haram Sharif to South Africa, to wherever, they are doing it. Right? So, what's the impermissibility? Someone feels, right, I just need khajur and water. MashaAllah, go that way. But someone says now, I need khajur, I need some water, I need some samosa, I need some bhajia, I need all these things here. MashaAllah, there is a provision for him. But now you're going to go and shout that person unnecessarily, he doesn't deserve to be shouted. So he thinks to himself, then in Islam, there's no such a thing like ease. There's no ease in Islam. It's very rigid, hard. So where there is a relaxation, there is ease, except the ease of Allah Ta'ala. Right? You want to do it like Haram Sharif style, at least give the people 20 minutes, 25 minutes, you know, eat nicely, and then start on namaz. Mashallah, go do it that way. So someone has got his laban there, he's got his masala there, he's got his za'atar there, he's got some sawmal, a lot of things he's got. He's eating nicely, having his tea, mashallah, then he stood up nicely for namaz. So he's relaxed. And that person says, no, only khajur and zamzam, alright. For you, you only have khajur and zamzam. So what you don't like, yes, you stay away, but don't make that command, don't make that prohibition, don't generalize that. Do it yourself. Don't force it onto others. وَلَا تُحَرِّمْهُ لِأَحَدٍ. You abstain, but don't then generalize this thing. So now with this parameters are not considered, then the person goes off. Now he thinks that he's doing good. He's not doing good. It's not good. Now the parameters and the statements of the Fuqaha Kiram are very much supposed to be respected. You see the same system like I'm explaining. You see it everywhere. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Alayh, he's having his iftar in his home, right? Mehman Khana. I said, of course, just eat khajur, zamzam, in 2 minutes time, I start the namaz. Don't delay it. 2-3 minutes, max 5 minutes, and you start your namaz. Hazrat Ji is having his iftar at home. And when you have the iftar at home, it's not going to only be khajur, obviously. There'll be some milk, there'll be some bhajiya, some samosa, whatever. There'll be that variety, right? Though Hazrat Ji would himself eat very less, because of health reasons, but he won't stop others, right? So, he ate. After he's eaten, then from his place to the masjid is further than from my place than this masjid. So, all in all, how much minutes will it take? At least 15 minutes. Looking at an old person, right? 8-9 minutes in eating, then 5-6 minutes in coming from that place right to the masjid, right? Then he will start his namaz, right? So he's given 15 minutes. Now, according to this standard, this is not right. Suppose you're being taken an avalanche of food, one shot. This is not right. It seems appealing. People like to read all these things here and make issues. But then, if you are doing this, see, our Fuqaha Kiram say, Nabiz is a certain type of a drink, right? So, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi has allowed Nabiz, right? Some other ulama have declared it as impermissible. So Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi says that leave the permissibility as permissible. Don't make it impermissible. Because if you look at this Nabiz drink, then you look in the Khulafa'i Rashideen and the Sahaba Ikram, they also consume that Nabiz. Now you're going to say that it's impermissible. Fihi tafsiqu kibari sahaba. You will make all these sahaba ikram fascists now. The big great sahaba ikram, they drank it. Now you're saying it's impermissible. When you said it's impermissible, you thought you're doing something taqwa. Now, but overall, what's happening? You will then render the great sahaba ikram as fascists. Because you say it's impermissible, then you think that the Sahaba Ikram drank the Nabiz, right? Then you put one together or two together. So how could they do this? So unnecessarily you make an issue, create a problem, create a commotion. Right? Someone is eating, a big noise about that. So things must be kept within their boundaries. Alright, those that are eating, eat nicely. And I say, don't make a noise, don't disturb others, and then don't take too long now. Now someone's taking, say, instead of taking about 20 minutes, he's taking 40 minutes. Now that's not right. Now the whole Maghrib is going to be disturbed, everything is going to be disturbed. So do it, enjoy it, but in a nice, respectable manner. Now you want to you want to make a da'wah, right? So, general style of the Sahaba Ikram is just one type of food. Now, if you're going to be very rich, very, very strict, and say the Sahaba Kiram had just one type of food, so only one type of food is prepared, nothing more than that. Very strict. So now there is a hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif, the Nabi Sallam desired for a white bread soaked in milk perhaps or ghee, and then served, right? So now, can you see, it's three different varieties. Bread, that must be white, then it's soaked in milk or soaked in ghee, and then served, right? So he desired for this. But can you see the variety? Can you see that variety? It wasn't just one. Hazrat Mawla Khalil Ahmad Sahanpuri Sahib is a great muhaddis, right? And Hazrat Mawla Thani Rahmatullah is like his student. So when he came to Tanabhun, to Hazrat Mawla Thani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, so Hazrat Mawla Thani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali prepared seven varieties of food. Seven varieties. And the report that I remember was even more than seven varieties. Maybe about 25 varieties he prepared. So when he prepared 25 varieties, so his ustad came in and said, "Yatubara takallufa, you overdid it." You know? Sometimes you compliment the guest. Don't you compliment the guest? You're overdoing it. In a different style, you compliment, "Hey, what you did now, man. Overdid it." No, nothing. So Al-Mawla Thani Sahib Rahmatullah is his ustad, so they know, they understand each other. And they understand each other, so they're taking them accordingly. So Mawla says to him, "See, Mawla, you came after 7 or 10 years. For each year, I'm making qaza, you see. So therefore, 10 years, now 20 varieties. Right? 10 years and 20 varieties. But if you come every year, there are only two varieties. But now you called it. So they have an easy understanding. But now, deen is so easy. Whether it's permissible things, but don't make an issue. Don't jam people, constrict, and make it difficult, avalanche of food. Yeah, you don't overeat, and then come into the namaz and belch, and all the adrak and everything is coming out. Don't do that as well. Eat, samajh karke khao. Don't overeat, don't disturb the next person. But now to see, generalize, not permissible, not right, and against the sunnah, this is not the way of our kabir, not the way of the sunnah. Sunnah is for a style, just go by that. In Bukhari Sharif, they got all hadith, and that hadith is repeated, you see. So, one person invited his friend for a meal. So he says, "No, I don't like this. What you prepared chicken, I don't like it. Why don't you want to eat chicken? Because I saw that thing eating some filth. Now the chicken will eat anything from the ground, right?" So from that day, I just resent. So now I eat this, because Nabi Sam ate this. And if you don't like something, then don't consider the thing to be impermissible. But the food itself is permissible. It's permissible, right? That is why Mawla Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, one of his khadim, he don't want to eat something. And he's becoming over particular. So he shouted his khadim. Now he was a buzurg that everybody had visited. Al-Mawla Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi, if you talk of the Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahib, Mawla Abdul Hayy Lakhnavi, everybody went to go and visit him. So great he was. But now his khadim was acting too pious. He's acting too pious. So say, "Don't carry on with this. Bhooko mar jaoge. You'll die with hunger just now. What the ulama say is permissible, then just go by that and move on. But now you're going to overdo it, then you're going to create a problem. And if you're going to do it for yourself, it's alright. Individually, he did it himself. But you're going to generalize it, you're going to create a confusion and a problem for people. You don't like it, you stay away. But don't make a general statement. See the ease that Islam has got. So, we're talking of Hazrat Nizamuddin, Awliya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. In between, if any idea comes in my mind, any thought comes in, just to digress a little bit, come back again. Right? His zikr, etc., would come to such a point that his body would become like sweltering heat, so hot. And because of zikr, abundance of zikr he's doing. So he needed now to cool his body. And he couldn't do without zikr. zikr, continuous, and then with continuous zikr now, his body became so hot. So when he became so hot, so he needed to cool off. See? On the one end, you have been instructed to do zikr in kasrat, in abundance. Uskurullah zikran kathira. Now he's executing that command, and he's having a reaction on his body. Body is becoming too much, too hot, right? It's becoming too hot, so to cool it off, to moderate it, to neutralize it, then he's listening to some sima, you know, some nazam, right? So now he understands that this is not the better thing to do, but now that's a treating process, you see. It's a treatment process, it's a healing process. Now I ask you, those that are listening to sima and all that, right? Is it for healing? What healing? It's stealing. You're stealing from them. We didn't see the circumstance. We didn't see the circumstance. His body is overheating. When it's overheating, so he needed something to neutralize, to moderate. Now, that is why it is important to understand the halat of this awliya before you draw from them. And that's why I say learn the structures and thereafter read the Sufi books. If you didn't learn the structures of the Sharia, then you'll go all off. See, there's a story now, it's commonly repeated. Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullah Aliha, she had a burning ember in one hand and a bucket of water in another hand. Where are you going to? I'm going to burn the Jannat that people are worshipping and put off the Jahannam that people are afraid of. Now, they must worship Allah Ta'ala only for His love. That's gone into her mind, that you worship Allah Ta'ala only for His love. Now try and understand this, that whatever statements come from the awliya, they are not hadith. They are not supposed to be emulated, right? And for people that are weak-minded, you're not supposed to be reading it. Because now you say, hey, so to become a Sufi, I have to become like that. The normal person will think like that. So to become Sufi, to become pious, to become righteous, I will need to become like that. Now, see, you read the books without a guide. When you read these books without a guide, then you feel that that's the standard. And if I don't follow the standard, then I can't progress. Well, it's all wrong, see. Now, these type of statements are made by some awliya-i kiram in the state of ecstasy. See, it's like a spiritual state that they had overcome. Spiritual state of love now. In the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're looking for these other things in Jannat. Where's your brains? Like, to put it in our language, you got married to that girl, not because of her personal self, but because of the jewelry shop that her father owns. Right? You thought you would be thrown in. Or because of her own personal assets you got married. So you didn't get married to her because of herself. You got married to her because of her jewelry. Right? So will she appreciate this? So that's what Rabia Basriya was saying. That, you know, you worship Allah Ta'ala for Himself. That's what she was saying, right? Right? But I say that these type of statements must be placed in perspective. They are not supposed to be standards. Right? And the statements are made in the state of ecstasy. Instead, when it's in the state of ecstasy, then understand that this is how it was said. So don't then confuse and complicate issues. Right? So when it was stated in ecstasy, understand it, then apply it accordingly. You will not say that, na'uzubillah, she is mad, she is wrong in what she said, nor will you emulate her. So both are extremes. One is an extreme where you say that she is mad, she is off. And the other extreme is to emulate. So don't you emulate her, and nor should you declare her to be mad. Yes, it was a state of ecstasy that overcame her. And this is like the explanation I gave you just now, right? Right. Now, we will go by this, that whatever has been told in the hadith, that for example, you come to the masjid, for every step that you take, you'll get so much of sawab. Right? And you perform the namaz with jamaat, 27 times multiplied, right? You're saying, subhanallah, you've got a garden for yourself, you've got a tree in Jannah, you've got a palace for yourself in Jannah. So, then you ask yourself, then why did Nabi Sallam say that if you say subhanallah and you will get a palace or you'll get a tree in Jannah, you're coming on foot after making wuzu, for every step you're getting your sins forgiven, you're getting your status elevated, right? Why did he say that? He said that we must anticipate, must hope for it, must long for it. Otherwise, why did Nabi Sallam say? Number one. Number two is, then you put Rabia Basriya over Nabi Sallam. You know, there's a different standard for the followers of Nabi Sallam, and there's a different standard for the followers of Rabia Basriya. It's making sense. So, like I said in the first case, see, that when you don't like something, then you abstain, but don't generalize. So, Rabia Basriya is a case, she's an exception to the law. Why she's an exception to the law is because of her mental state. See, her mental state, and she's exempt. Like I explained, right, those people that were not feeling well, so they were asked to be administered with the camel's milk and camel's urine. So they were exempt from the law. It's not the law though. That anybody gets sick now, take camel's milk and take camel's urine. No, that's not a general law. It's exempt from the law. So that's why I say too many books and all that, too many stories, too many bayans, this side, that side. You're hearing too much, then you make a kachuma of your mind. And when you make a kachuma of your mind, you don't know where to fit this one here, how to fit that one. And then you begin to speculate, I'm not progressing because I'm not like Rabia Basriya. I'm not progressing because I'm not like that. Now, see the problem that you brought about. One person came to Thanabon, so pare tasawuf ke dawa kar raha hai. Main kisi ki na jannat ki parwa na jahannam ki parwa, bas main to aashiq e ilahi hu, main aashiq e rab hu. I am not worried about jannat jahannam. I am just the ishq of Allah Taala, you know? just burning with ishq of Allah Taala. I just want more and more. Now he says all this, and then as he's leaving, he sees some more time, some of the, you know, I just want about 10 rupees, you know, can you just lend me 10 rupees? Can you lend me 10 rupees? So Mua told him, bhai, tumhe 10 rupees se sabr nahi hota, to jannat se kaise sabr kar sakte hai, right? You cannot restrain, you cannot resist the 10 rupees, how can you resist jannat? See, just now it was, you say, no, I don't need jannat, jahannam and all that, right? I just need the ishq of Allah Ta'ala. So you couldn't resist the temptation of 10 rupees. How can you resist the temptation of Jannat, bhai? How can you? So don't make this type of statements. See now, understand these statements, understand it in perspective. How it's falling. And then you will be able to appreciate. Now, you didn't understand it in perspective. You know, she said this, he said that, and he said this. So I must go by this one and that one and this one. You make a whole kachumar, confusion. So understanding perspective, you'll enjoy it. And the path becomes so enjoyable. That's why Al-Mawad Thani Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people have complicated the whole tasawuf, complicated it. It's like what's going now. Everything that may seem to be slightly undesirable is declared now, forbidden, right? So the whole path is being complicated. So one had to come in and shift it out, right? This is not right. This statement here is off, the statement is off, this is the right path. So he says that people had complicated the whole science of tasawuf, and Allah Ta'ala blessed him to open this out. You're complicating the whole thing. Don't complicate the issues. It's simple, it's easy. Because Allah Pak wants everybody to be a Sufi. To have the tazkiyah of the batin, Allah Pak wants everybody. He didn't say only the Sufis would have that. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى was not only meant for the Sufi, it's for everybody. Right? And I explained, a few nights back I explained, that purity comes at four levels. Taharat, or Tathir alin Anjas, Anil Hadas, right? Anil Razail, right? And An Ghairillah. So now, there's four levels. Right? And I say that everybody can practice it. It's not that only a selected class, they must leave everything out and they can leave it, they can practice it. Everybody can practice it. Lekin tune himmat kahan ki? One person asked Mawlana Yaqub sahab rahmatullah alayhi, when Mawlana explained the hadith, perform nice wuzu and perform two rakat namaz with concentration, right? Then Jannah becomes wajib for you. So he says to Mawlana, but is this type of a namaz ever possible? So Mawlana says, Zalim, tune kabhi koshish bhi ki? Stupid, did you ever try? You ever tried doing it? You didn't try it, it was impossible. Try, make your wuzu nicely, and then try your best to perform the namaz with devotion. Now you didn't even try and say, ye kya mumkin bhi hai? Is it ever possible? So try, and then if you have a problem, then we'll see to that afterwards. But you haven't yet tried, and then you see this. So the path is open to everybody. Right. In fact, Hazrat Mawlana says that to learn this tasawwuf, right, is not just an option, it's compulsory. Not just an option. Because Allah Ta'ala is basing the whole salvation on this. The whole salvation, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. You get this thing right, you got your salvation. Right? You got this right, you're getting your salvation. So when he's basing the whole salvation on this, then it's meant for everybody, it's not meant for one, for some exclusive class. Then it's left to the individual, one wants to do more, one wants to do less, then how much a person can do, right? And for most people, for people like us, I say, but just do two, three things, right? I see our people, you know, how much we are spoiled. I don't say our people, myself included, right? Right? How much we are spoiled. Just do two, three things and inshallah will come right. One is the hadith that comes in Abu Dawud and Bukhari Sharif, right? That a Muslim that is thankful to Allah Ta'ala, is thankful to Allah Ta'ala, is appreciative, and he shows good character, good ways. Good character doesn't mean that you smile at everybody and talk to them. No. Good character as defined by the Quran and the hadith. And the essence of that good character, let me show you good character, what is the essence of it? The essence of the good character is bastul wajh, to show a good face. A good face means to everybody. Not only to outsiders, not to your wife and children. Some people, what they do is that to outsiders, everybody has actually a good face. But wife and children, you pulled up the face. Small thing, and you pulled up your face. Yes, if there was a genuine reason to pull up your face, and you pulled up your face, it's alright. For example, the wife is not performing namaz on time. She's delaying the namaz. Then you pulled up your face. And it was permissible. Right? Now, we mix up the issue. Yes, if the spices was not right, then you pulled up your face. Hey, why you messed the whole thing up? Ramzan time, I'm fasting here. And this is what you did for me. So when you're not supposed to be pulling up your face, you pulled up your face. Right? So one is to have a good face. One of anybody. Show a good face. Bastul wajh, kafful adha, don't hurt anybody. Whether emotionally, mentally, physically, verbally, whichever way. But now to get that right, you have to think now. You have to think, alright, I'm going to do this. Is it going to be hurtful to anybody? I'm going to use this word. Is it going to be hurtful to someone? So I'm calculating, I'm trying to understand how must I behave. And what must I do? How must I conduct myself? How must I speak? That is not hurtful to anybody. Now I see someone in the audience, and I know he had a habit of drugs. You know. So now I say, yeah, you know, drugging is not a good habit, you know. Yeah, you know, the druggies, they come to the masjid and all that. Now that person knows that you're picking out on him. So how does he feel? There's a barrier between you and him. Straight away there's a barrier. He knows, he understands, all right, that you are picking out on him. So you don't pick out on anybody in the audience. But many times it happens to me, I just talk about some general topic, right? I speak about a general topic. Someone comes out in the room, well, you're talking about me. I don't even know that that's his habit, but it just came into my mind to say something. So what came in the mind, I spoke about it. So now that person feels, so many times I feel afraid of saying things. That person is saying, no, you're picking out on me. And I don't have any intention of picking out on anybody. No, whatever comes in the mind, then I'll speak about it. Now if it applies to him, very good. Doesn't apply to him, he must think about it himself. You know, when I come in front, I've got no intention of speaking about anybody. Just general. You know. So the second thing of good character is you intend not to hurt. You don't say that the hurt was unintentional, right? That's the difference. You see that the hurt was unintentional? No. Did you intend not to hurt? You understand? Isn't there a difference? Now, to understand the difference is I parked the car incorrectly. So someone come and shout me, right? Takleef you caused. So you say, unintentional. I didn't intend. But now the question is, did you intend not to hurt? Was intend not to hurt? Don't say it was unintentional. That's a different thing. Intend now that I must do something, I must work in a way that it will not hurt the next person. So this is a second element of good character. One is to show a good face. One is, number two is, not to hurt anybody. Right? And number three, the third element of good character is Bazlul Ma'ruf. What? Bazlul Ma'ruf. So any good that Allah Ta'ala has given you, then also share it with your brothers. It doesn't have to be wealth only. You know, people think, oh, it's only wealth. You know, what good Allah Pak has blessed you, then you also spend on others. For example, it's a machine operator, right? He's a master. He worked for years and he knows how to do it, how to work that thing, right? This person is spoiling it. Urdu they say, Anari kisam kaadmi. He doesn't know, right? So he doesn't know how to operate that machine. So I come and gently explain, alright, this is how you operate it. So you are spending the good that Allah has given to you, you are spending it on others. He's given you a talent, he's given you a profession, he has given you a career, and you are sharing it with the next person. You know, some days back, so someone sent some naan at home, you know. So I like the naan. So I just asked, you know, can't they pass on that recipe? So the lady told me, you know, don't say that, don't ask for that. So why? In the recipes, there's a custom recipe. What? You know, some new things from the, there's a thing like custom recipe that they will let you enjoy, but they will never show you that recipe. That means that's a custom recipe that you will enjoy, but you will not let anybody, you will not teach it to anybody. Just before Ramzan now, some woman, she wrote a letter. One letter she wrote, you know, it took me a couple of years to prepare some cuisines, you know, this Ramzan cuisines, Ramzan specials, whatever. It took me some years to prepare that thing. And someone, I don't know how, they got hold of my book, and then they put it into the internet, it went viral, everyone. You know, and I was thinking, so much of effort I made, I would sell the book and so much I would have earned. Now that someone got hold of that thing, they put it into the internet, sent it viral. What a disservice they did to me. So I replied that girl, Ben, you know what? Be so thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Be so thankful. You know, that so many Muslims, at the time of iftar, prime time, they're going to remember you. See, it's how the perspective that you look at it. One dimension, you know, all that monies will be rolling in. And the perspective I showed him, I showed her, the sawab will be rolling in. So she said, ab to mere masle ka kuch raha hi nahi. There's nothing left of my masla now. I had an issue. That's not an issue at all. So it's how you look at it, right? You can look at it positively. You can look at it negatively. Negatively, everybody is a fight, everybody is a problem. Positively, Allah gave you, you gave others, you shared, you enjoyed, others enjoyed. What a beautiful environment to be in. In Urdu they say, Anari, right? And in the words of the hadith, Tasna'a li akhrak. person doesn't know it, you help him out. I just explained a machine, but there'll be a lot of things, many things that can be. Right? So my one friend, it's a dentist, so he says by a lot of the dental problems you'll get over is if you take preventive care. What? Preventive care. So I say, all right, in the dental preventive care, what must do? He says, what you must do is, you must see that you floss your teeth nicely. Everything that goes in between the crevices, try and get everything out, floss it out nicely. You won't have a problem. So I'm thinking, I'm just adding to what he said. All right, now to me to take a floss now, get each one clean, take a very big job. So I said, how to circumvent the whole thing? I understood the principle, but now to take the floss and go clean each tooth. So I said, now the easy way is that after meals, you gargle your mouth nicely, properly. Take your time, gargle it nicely. Anything that's gone inside now, anything, you can feel it. You can see that everything is coming out. And you find the fine particles coming out. And even better, before sleeping, you have salt water mixed up, and then you gargle your mouth, at least for 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Gargle nicely, and then you go and sleep. Inshallah, I don't think you have a problem. But now, such a simple procedure, you show it to people, how many people will benefit. Right? The person doesn't know how to do it well, right? But you showed him, order, this is the procedure, this is what you will do. And what a relief you have brought, you have shown him. It's so much of relief you have brought to him. So you see, tasna al akhar. Now this is called good character, a compliment of good character. Bastul waj, so good face. Number 2, don't hurt. Number 3, do for others, like Allah Ta'ala did for you, then you do for others as well. How much you can to your capacity. In the capacity doesn't mean you must, see now, capacity again, now I have to explain this thing here. Doesn't mean now, if you got 100 million rand, give everything that we know. Doesn't mean that. See, our Buzhwan, they're very complete. Allah bless their graves. But we didn't see them, and we didn't hear of them, so therefore we didn't understand them. They say, each person has got a different capacity. Capacity means how much you require for you to feel nice, easy, relaxed. Right? He needs 100 million for him to feel relaxed, nice and easy. Keep the money. But now don't make it to 1 billion or 1 trillion of that. Keep that as a support. And then move on after that. Because if you don't keep that as a support, then there won't be any ceiling. Billion, trillion, carry on whole life. So what you need as a support, keep that as a support. People now need support differently. Your mental ease, your physical good being, your social good being, you need something, right? So people's trends are different. Their ways are different. Someone needs 1 million. Someone needs just 200 million for the day. And he feels mentally at ease. The idea is that in your namaz, in your ibadat, you must concentrate properly. But if you don't have that backing, right, you don't have the support, you can't concentrate. Yeah, what's going to happen? So, rather you have that and you concentrate in your actions of ibadat. So, the one that requires more, he has a better backup service. The one doesn't require, he has a backup service according to his capacity. But how beautifully our Buzhwan explained it. Right? Can you think of anything more beautiful? For him is a different plan, for him is a different plan. And they show that everybody can be accommodated in this. In this plan here, everybody. In this tasawuf, will anybody be excluded? Everybody is excluded. I said, oh, the avalanche of food, and don't do this. I say, who will be coming? Nobody will come into tasawuf. You can't have so much of variety. Nobody will come into it. And the way they explained it, alhamdulillah, everybody can fit in. According to your capacity, you have that backup. You need 1 billion, keep it 1 billion. You need 1 trillion, you keep it 1 trillion. Right? So you have a backup so that you can concentrate in your namaz, in your zikr, in your tilawat. You can do everything. And I say what they said, really it's reality. It's not just speculation. Because I had a case coming up to me. One person was working in the bank, right? And he himself said, no, my work is not right. So I gave it up. So then he comes up to me and he says, no, I'm having doubts about my iman. He's telling himself that he had a top job in a bank and one shot here on Bayan and he gave it up. Now I said, hey, I got a serious doubts about my iman. See? So our Buzurgan Din didn't direct people like this. No. They said, all right, you understand that this is not right. Working at a bank is not a permissible place to be. But now what you do two things. You look for an halal alternative, gradually, that is to your standard, halal alternative. In the meanwhile, accept what you're doing is wrong, ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Don't you justify the wrong. Wrong is wrong, consider the wrong to be wrong, look for a halal alternative, and then come in. But now you're just going to give this up, then the little that you got, that you're going to lose as well. Because you'll have doubts about your iman, you're going to have doubts. That's even worse. But you see Akabir and the tasawwuf they explain. How they explained it. I ask you, is it practical? Is it possible? Is it easy? Is it manageable? It's just too beautiful. The way they explained it is just too beautiful. But we didn't take the time to understand them, to sit by them, to see now what is the essence of their message. We didn't take the time. So you know, it's too difficult. It's only possible, it's only manageable at Ramzan time, 10 days, a little bit here and there, we just read Ramzan time, after that leave it out. That's how we have analyzed this tasawwuf. But it's too beautiful. So I say, for the structure to come right, one is have the sugar all the time. Don't complain. Whatever, in whichever circumstance Allah Pak has kept you, be thankful for that. Be thankful means be appreciative from the heart. The heart, you must be happy. Right? If it's just one simple food that was right, that came at iftar time, be thankful. Hey, alhamdulillah, I got this. There may be many come la mu'viya lahu wa la kafiya lahu. So many people don't have even this. Allah gave me this. Allah, it's your compassion, it's your love. And, you know, how must I thank you for that little gift that you got, but you're showing that gratitude. Showing that gratitude. That worker that works for you, so you gave him a work and you paid him. And then he's showing so much of gratitude. Boss, you know, I wouldn't have got this type of money. And I'm so grateful to you. How do you feel? And the other one did the same work, and you gave him the same salary. Say, boss, you know, not enough. And, you know, how can you be like this? And, you know, I could have got more money somewhere else. And, you know, how could you be so unkind towards me? Would you like that type of comment? So this comment you enjoyed. So what all about like your being grateful? So at any given time, don't you be ungrateful. Now this ungrateful thing comes in. When it comes in, you begin to compare yourself with the people that are higher than you. Now this is the system of the world. There will always be someone higher, someone lower. It's going to be like that. فَفَعَ بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا دَرَجَاتٍ وَلَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضًا دَرَجَاتٍ. Now these fluctuations will be always in this world. Someone is higher, someone is lower, someone is average. But this fluctuations are going to be always, all the time. There's not going to be a time that you're not going to have fluctuations in the world. So, you keep running. This is a little bit on the lighter side. One person told Hazrat Rahmatullahi, you know, I look at good faces, then I get attracted. One girl, one boy, boys with girlish features, or girls, now I look at them. Now my job is that I'm teaching, right? So you're going to a school. So when you go to school, you've got a mixed bag now. Girls, boys, and young boys, girlish features. Now, this is my job. So now, how must I come out of this? Because every year is a different class. And you're getting a different girl coming up. A different boy coming up. And you're getting attracted. So Hazarji's practicing was, until when you're going to be acting like a mouse, just running, you know, a rat race? Because this is going to carry on, not going to end. This is your job, and this is going to be continuous. It's, you know, this year is someone else, and someone else. But just forget that thought, just divorce the thought, and keep the parda of your heart. At that time that you were confronted, then imagine Allah Pak is watching. Imagine, you know, for us to understand this better, imagine that girl's father is a very hot-headed person, and he's got a gun, loaded gun, with his finger on the trigger, and he's got it under your brain box. Will you ever think of that girl? You're not going to think of her. If you train yourself to be like that, then you won't think of that girl. Just train yourself in the class now, so your mind is not going to anything wrong. And as far as possible, don't seclude. Right? Two things. At that time that you're confronted with that situation, then you must think like this. Number two is that don't ever seclude with that girl, whoever it is, or that boy with girlish features, don't seclude. But even if you don't have wrong intentions, people can have suspicions. Right? You're secluding with a girl or with a girlish looking boy, right? Don't people have suspicions? So why must you allow people, why must you make people gunegar? So don't seclude them. Don't seclude them, don't talk to them in secret. Let there be at least two, three people. Your profession is such that you need these people to work with you. So then don't ever seclude them. Ever, whatever you're certain, but they mustn't be in seclusion with you at all. No matter what the situation is. And the third thing I recommend from us, I've already said this one, two things, I'm saying myself, you know, that where it comes to paying that woman's staff or something, then you don't do it. Let someone else do the paying. Because man has it like this, unfortunately, that you kiss the hand that you receive the gift. So let your hand not be kissed. Let someone else do the paying. You don't do the paying. You're going to do the paying, then she's going to love you. So you don't do the payment at all. Right? That's why I tell my friends also, in a light-hearted way, that if a police officer does you a favor, then don't ever invite him to your shop. No, not to your shop. In some garage, you could give him a cup of coffee, whatever, for the favor that he's done. But don't invite him to the shop. Because today, he'll want a packet of biscuits. Tomorrow, he'll want a suit. The next day, he'll want a car. There are so many things, right? It's cheaper for you to take him to a coffee shop, give him that coffee and send him away. But you call him to your shop, you have to pay all the time. Don't ever do that. Don't call him. So this is the akhlaq. So one is to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala at any given time, the akhlaq. So in akhlaq I said that you must share the good that Allah Ta'ala has given you. To be able to share the good with people, then your heart must be very clean. Then you can't be entertaining any type of malice for any person at any time. No malice. Malice means now, he's got something so I feel jealous of him. So no. Whatever favor whoever has got, good luck to him and good luck to me. You don't say good luck to me and bad luck to me. You want good also. For him good, khuda sabka bhala. Khuda sabka bhala. Uska bhi bhala, mera bhi bhala. Don't you want good also? You also, you can't live in misery. So, Allah, uska bhi bhala, mera bhi bhala. So, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, for that person, it says, that who's ever thankful, akhlaq, ka sa'imil qa'im, his darja, his maqam, his position is like the person that continuously fasts and continuously engages in tajud namaz. So I say, you know, is this the soul, is it difficult for us to practice? At least somewhere come up, man. Come up somewhere, a little bit. Keep that thankful, that grateful part of gratitude, good character, and good character, I said, part of the good character means that your heart must be very clean against anybody. Any person got any favor, any gift, anything in addition, don't you have any reservation. Why he's got it, I don't have it. Why he's been favored, I haven't been favored. Don't have that reservation. So your darja is like a sa'imil qa'im. See that? Like the person that continues in tahajjud and continues in fasting. What a great one. That person is fasting all the time. One buzruk came from Bangladesh. I think it was 1984, if I have. Wana Kurmuzullah. I don't know if someone seen him. But he came here. I remember he came in Jamaat. Great alim also from Bangladesh. But throughout the year he will be fasting. Throughout the year he will be fasting. He had an ajeeb way of talking. So old, he was over 85, but it was a little bit short. So sometimes he'll get into the josh, he'll stand on the chair, you know. Continue with his bayat. If we have to stand on the chair, we'll misbalance. But he'll stand and he'll continue with his bayat. And throughout the year, he'll be fasting. One way. But now, an easy way. I'm showing, we all spoil people, right? We all spoiled. We don't have the strength. But we also need to be, we want to be linked up. But isn't it an easy way to be linked up? Is it a difficult way? Somehow get yourself linked up, some way, somehow. So it has showed you a very easy way just to get yourself linked up. Provided, obviously, all these things work, provided you leave out the clear haram. You know, this is an additional thing, how to get yourself linked up. But the things that are clear haram, I leave it out. Anyway, we are talking of Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali, and we branched off heavily. Whole, I think one hour is gone. Onto the branch, came out from the main stream, went to the branch. So in his zamana was Qazi Ziauddin Sunami Rahmatullah Ali. So I explained today's tasawuf, this easy part, this is one aspect, right? And the second requirement, before I come to Qazi Ziauddin, second thing is don't overeat. Eat moderately. Don't overeat means aankh bhar karke mat khao, pet bhar kar khao. Don't eat for the fulfillment of your eye, for the satisfaction of your eye. Eat for the satisfaction of your stomach. You understand? There's a difference. Eat for the satisfaction of your stomach, not for the satisfaction of your eye. Are you full now? You can see there was masool, you're full, right? But then the chops came, you don't know where the hunger came. With the basura, you got full. But with the chops came, one poet says, you know, Main aashik to nahi, lekin jab se dekha mujhko tujhko, aashiki aahi gayi hai. He says in love now, I'm not an aashik. But when I saw you, you know, I just learned the whole process of ishq, I just learned it. So our hunger is like that. Is this plain mug got filled down? One roti, one half roti, and it finished. But see, the steaks came, where the hunger came from? You get genuine buzugan adin, awliya, and you get makeup also. Like in this world, you get cracks, you know, a doctor is a crack, and a genuine. So you get this, in awliya, buzugan adin also you get genuine. When you get these people that are made up, they have to do a lot of things, a lot of show to impress the crowd, right? They have to do a lot of things to impress the crowd. So they'll make it appear that I can see things here, I can see there, whatever. So now the crowd is getting more and more impressed. He can see to such a distance. So he's sitting in his crowd. He's sitting amongst his disciples and all that. So he just got up. Bhagao! Meri lakri kula, bring my stick. Chase the dog away. So when he settled, so they asked him, Hazrat, kya hua? Nahi wo, koi kutta Kaaba Sharif ke andar a gaya. Main usko nikal raha tha. One dog can enter the Kaaba Sharif, so I had to chase the thing out. Achha, wahan tak ki cheeze usko nazar aati hai. So now, some women are a little bit sharp, you see. So they don't buy every story. Every story they don't buy. But now, how to make the husband understand? See, because the husband doesn't want to understand anything against his sheikh. Against his buruk, he doesn't understand anything. So now, they said, call him for a dawat. Call him and I will invite him. So they call him for the dawat. And they put the food in front. So I don't know if you see how, when they take out the biryani from the pot, you saw. So the top layer is just plain white rice. Inside is buried, all the works is inside. Right. So the wife deliberately she served the biryani like that, you know. The white rice is on top, all the works is all hidden inside. So gave to the Hazrat. The Hazrat is waiting. But Hazrat khana shuru kar rahe, wo kuch aa jaye uske saath. Something must come. There's nothing, you know, it's just plain rice here now. Now the wife came out of the parda and said, Khabis kahi ke, shaitan kahi ke, ke Kaaba Sharif ki cheeze nazar aati hai. The Kaaba Sharif you can see. Beneath this rice you can't see. So you get this makeup. So anyway, we're talking about this Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali and Qazi Ziauddin. It was an Islamic rule at that time. I'm talking of India around the 6th, 7th century, Islamic rule, right? So as a rule, Right? Sometimes a rule is there, faddan lizzarai, just to keep things in order, right? To keep things in perspective, you bring about a rule. Maybe it is not essentially faraz, but you do it so that people may not get into haram, right? Like you say, women mustn't come to the masjid, right? Why? Essentially, it is permissible for them to be at the masjid. But you know, when they will come, that you won't control this. Who's going to... If a woman is coming, you know, she's scantily dressed in this day, right? And she wants to come into a masjid. Do you have the heart to go and tell her, go home? Can you do it? Yeah? And more especially, if she's a doctor or something, and she's coming with that, in that style, she will tell you, I got my democratic rights. What are you going to do? Kuch kar sakte hai? Can't do anything about it. So, for better dini administration, you know, a woman, you just park at home, stay there, you'll remain park. And this, leave it for all males only. Inshallah. Right. So, it's better dini understanding, healthier understanding. Right. Or for example, you may have a case where there's a hadith about a woman's face was revealed, right? Right. So, for some time it was alright. Now you see, no, the fitna is so much, you just close your face. You just conceal your face. So, but that hadith says, oh, may leave all that now. Better dini understanding, so you just conceal your face. Khalas. End of the story. Now I ask you, if women are going to open their faces now, right, and talk to men openly, will you open a door to fitna or not? You're going to open the door. So, for better dini understanding, just seal it off. See? So the same, it was an Islamic law at that time, the 7th century India, and the ulama, the state had prohibited sima. You know, these nazams and all, they had stopped it. Because they understood now that if you're going to allow it, right, then you will not be able to control that thing. Because some one person is going to sing some style, someone is going to have a musical instrument, someone's going to do something else. You know, and India got such a massive population, 100 million, who's going to control everything? So we can't be at every place to go and see that everybody is doing things accordingly. We can't do it. We can't do it. Like I said, maybe in one masjid you can control it. You know, a woman must come like this. But every masjid in South Africa, can you do it? Can you do it? When you can't do it, then the simple way is, right, let's keep the woman at home and let this be a male-friendly area only. You keep yourself away. So that's called saddan lil-abwab, saddan lil-zarai. You stop something not because primarily it's wrong, but because you are trying to avoid a greater problem. You're trying to avoid a greater problem, right? So primarily, maybe it's permissible. But now, how do you save yourself in the face of a bigger problem? In the meanwhile, as Nizamuddin Sahib was listening to this, but as a healing process, as a medicine. So at that level, it's permissible. It's like I showed you blood transfusion, etc. It's permissible. In the meanwhile, Qazi Ziauddin Sunami Rahmatullahi, he is the head of the police. And the police have been instructed that this is not permissible, not allowing it. See. So when he heard now that Nizamuddin Awliya Sahib Rahmatullahi is conducting one of these fairs, or he's conducting this sima, so he had to come in with his police and he jammed them up straight away. So when he jammed them up and he confronted Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi, so Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi explains to Hazrat Qazi Ziauddin that agar wahan se main kehlwa do to, if I get Nabi Sassam to say, to support what I'm doing then, so he says, we are stopping this because of Nabi Sassam, because of his teaching. If he himself has to say that this is permissible, then we will not prohibit it. We will not forbid it. So anyway, that majlis is carrying on. And Hazrat Qazi Ziauddin Sunami Sahib Rahmatullahi stands up. That whole majlis ended, so they asked Qazi Ziauddin Sahib Rahmatullahi, why did you stand up? He says, you see, the first time that he had gone into a trance, right, his soul was at the first first heaven. So meri rasai bhi wahan tak thi. I could go to that point. So when he went up like this, so I just brought him down. The second time that he did this, then he went up to the seventh heaven. Then meri rasai wahan tak bhi thi, so I brought him down. But the third time that he did this, then he was in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I stood up out of respect. Right? So after this whole thing, Hazrat Nizamuddin Rahmatullah Alayhi and Hazrat Qazi Ziauddin now, they are discussing what happened. See, so Ziauddin Sahib says, see, when I was face to face with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi asked me that Fakir ko chhod do, leave this Fakir now, leave him, don't harass him. So Ziauddin asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, that I'm in a quandary now, because one is what we have learned in the hadith, in the text, see, the text what we have learned from you, and one is what I'm learning from you in the spiritual state. See, one is what I've learned from you from the text of the Quran and the hadith, etc., what I've learned, right? That has come to us. Transmitted to us from the Quran and the hadith. And one is what I'm benefiting from you, but in a spiritual state. Now, as a matter of emulation, what do we emulate? Do we emulate that which we learned in a spiritual state, or what has been transmitted to us through the Quran and the hadith? So the answer is obvious, that you don't emulate what you have acquired in a spiritual state, but you take something that is recorded, authentic, reliable, and been passed down to you from the generations. See that? So this whole thing just ended at that point. But now it's a continuity, this whole story continues, that is even more touching, right? Some other setting has already azan time now.